once again to Wayne Madsen. So next I want to bring up Dr. Randy Short, and I should have mentioned this before. Wayne was on the delegation to Libya, as you heard, and as was Dr. Randy Short, so he's going to come up and say a few more words about the things that they saw, about the trip and his other observations on the situation that we have now in Libya. So without further ado, I'd like to bring up Dr. Randy Short.
Brothers and sisters, first of all, I want to honor the creator of the universe for bringing us here today. I want to recognize one of the greatest moral forces for justice in the universe, the Honorable Cynthia McKinney. The Honorable Cynthia McKinney. I also want to recognize one of the greatest forces for good for the past 50 years in this society, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, for the leadership to thank all of you who are unwilling to be brainwashed by the fascistic, plutocratic, corporatist media that likes seeing people who are black, brown, and if you're white, poor, die. Without further ado, the Dignity Delegation, we all had assignments. Mine was to look at whether or not Muammar Gaddafi and the Jamahiriya had lost the support of the people. Well, anyone that says that they're not popular and supported by the people, it's a damn lie. I repeat, it's a damn lie. The people go to Mr. Gaddafi's compound where bombs are dropped with their children, and it's a carnival atmosphere even though they're facing bombs, because they do not want this vicious group of Al-Qaeda, racist, rapist, drug-dealing terrorists to destroy their country. They go every night, black, brown, and whatever, together. The Libyan people are united behind the Jamahiriya. In fact, what we're not being told is that at least 250,000 or more people have fled the country from where the rebels are in control. They don't want to be there. Now, there is the other thing I was to look at, and that was how these terrorist people who are killing support the troops over in Iraq from Derna and from Benghazi. These same Al-Qaeda people that we're being taxed to fight are the ones we're funding, who are raping with Viagra black and brown women, cutting their breasts off and letting them bleed to death, and taking their body parts and spelling the word whore. That's a humanitarian intervention, people. They are going on African hunts, or we would say nigger hunting. Our president is funding this. I have friends who are Somali, who fled Libya and are now in Italy, give me stories of how they've been robbed, how they've been beaten, how people are being killed. There is a war against people who happen to be black and brown, because these rebels have identified the fact that the dear leader, Muammar Gaddafi, was trying to bring blacks and Arabs together. And they targeted to have violence and to make blacks and Arabs fight each other. That's how they would create a divided, vicious, racialistic society. And NATO and the United States are supporting it. Even if you go by the refugee camps, when we were on the coastal road going into Tunisia, they have Jim Crow tents. You have one nice set of tents for the light-skinned refugees and horrible torn-up ones for the black ones.